ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said, "No one can establish the rule of Allah, the Glorified, except he who shows no relenting in the matter of right, who does not behave like wrongdoers, and who does not run after objects of greed."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So one of the great lessons which we learned from Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed imam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad, is this concept of liberality and democracy and giving freedom to those people which are worthy of freedom. So there is this episode in the history of the Muslims which deals with this group of people who opposed Imam Ali alayhi salam when he was the caliph, the khalifa of the Muslims. So this group of people who opposed Imam Ali alayhi salam is known as the Khawarij. Very quickly in the history of Islam, we find that there are a few groups of people who opposed Imam Ali alayhi salam while he was the rightful Khalifa of the Muslims. We have the Battle of the Camel, Jamal, where we have the wife of the Holy Prophet by the name of Aisha, Talha, and Zubair, who come out and oppose Imam Ali alayhi salam in a war. The second group is these Khawarij, who separated from Imam Ali alayhi salam in the Battle of Siffin, and who later on fought Imam Ali alayhi salam. And finally, of course, we have the most famous, which is Muawiyah, who was the self-proclaimed governor of Sham, of the Syria, Damascus of that time, and Amr ibn As. So the Khawarij here is interesting that even though they had enmity towards Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Ali acted towards the Khawarij with the utmost degree of liberality and democracy. He was the caliph, and they were his subjects.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
So whenever we hear the fadail of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we must always put the Prophet as not included amongst the people being talked about. This is an automatic rule that we were taught when we were studying. They never include the Prophet in this. When the Imam Ali alayhi salam says, I'm the best at this, except for the Prophet, because he is a servant of the Prophet. So this is an important rule to understand. Now, we come back to the same thing, and I always, as one who prepares lectures, comes up, I face the same difficulties, and that is, how do we begin to describe this great personality or talk about him? And I want to look at it for his life from his power of attraction and his power of repulsion. Yeah? What I mean by that? I mean that Imam Ali alayhi salam has that characteristic where he has the power to attract people towards him, and at the same time, he has the power to repel people away from him. Yes? That means he has this ability to make people love him and hate him at the same time. This is an art, my brothers and sisters. How you can be loved so much and how you can be hated so much. Imam Ali alayhi salam teaches us how to do this. And when we look at history, there is no other personality like Imam Ali alayhi salam who is loved as much and hated as much by people. Since the beginning, there were those who would give their lives for Ali ibn Abi Talib, while there were those who couldn't wait to kill Ali ibn Abi Talib. And that carries on till today. There are people like us that when the name of Ali is said, our hearts begin to beat faster. And there are people who the name of Ali is mentioned, they can't wait to curse Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is till today. And this is no secret.
Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Ali,
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
And now every kind of punitive and punishment was within his power, but Imam Ali did not put them into prison, neither did he flog them, just because of the fact that they were opposed to him. And furthermore, Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, he did not even cut off the quota, the money or the stipend which the Khawarij received from the treasury, the Baytul Mal. Imam Ali looked upon the Khawarij in the same way as upon other people. And this matter is no exception in the history of Imam Ali's life, but it is something of which there are few examples in the history of the world. Everywhere the Khawarij were free to express their opinions, and Imam Ali and his companions freely opposed them with their own opinions. And Imam Ali and his companions spoke with the Khawarij. The two sides put forth their reasoning and countered their opponents' reasoning. Allahu Akbar. When we look around the world today, what do we see? We see that, for example, specifically in the United States of America, how the American people have come out on the streets to peacefully protest against racial discrimination, and the government does what? It comes out and kidnaps random protesters, it beats them, it shoots a tear gas at them, it shoots bullets at them. Is this freedom of speech? Or is freedom of speech what Imam Ali alayhi salam has taught us? A beautiful and profound lesson about freedom of speech in Islam, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.